We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Dennis with a high post pass, ball Millsap. The ball now goes alley-oop for Dwight, who catches and jams. They worked that beautifully, and Dwight Howard now has 16 points. Hawks back up by three. That got the crowd back into it.
Steve Holman on the call of our beloved Hawks. Rick Kamla and John Michaels here in the Kia Studios, and we're going to talk Hawks right now.
Yep.
Because yesterday the news came out about Dwight Howard and the speeding thing and the no insurance for his car and all that the day of the Game 6 loss. Going to leave that all in the past. We talked about it, we opined about it, and I don't feel like dredging it up again. And what we're going to talk about right now is possible trade destinations for Dwight Howard, okay? And the two aren't necessarily related. Like, even if the news hadn't come out about Dwight Howard doing that, we would still be having this conversation because Tony Ressler has set the ball in motion for this offseason, okay? Mm-hmm. Telling Dukes and Bell that that we may have to take a step back to take two steps forward. That means to me, John, correct me if I'm wrong, maybe not a wrecking ball,
nope.
But we may not pay Paul what he wants with that line of thinking from Ressler. And Dwight Howard may be an asset that could be flipped to help us for the future. Is that far-fetched based on what Ressler said?
Not at all. And reading into what Tony Ressler said, that's exactly how I felt. Again, it's not wrecking ball where you're tearing the thing down. And let me preface this by saying the Hawks are not in position where you can just go full wrecking ball. You have to get somebody to play ball with you to go full wrecking ball. Now, could Paul Millsap go get a bigger contract somewhere else and you'd say, you know what, that's too rich for our blood and we don't want to, you know, max him out for 4 years and him be a 36-year-old guy that's got a $30 million contract? Could that happen? Absolutely. But that's not full wrecking ball. Full wrecking ball to me is, okay, I like Schroeder, I like Prince, and that's it, and everybody else is gone. Well, you don't have that luxury because guys are under contract already. Dwight Howard, you've got years left on his deal. Could you let Tim Hardaway walk as well? Yeah. But to me, that's all right. We're gutting the inside of the house, but the structure still stands.
Right.
To go full wrecking ball, you've got to find trade partners that would be willing to take on Bazemore's contract, take on Dwight's contract, and maybe not give you equal value in return.
So let's break this down. Let's hear this Ressler cut. Mark Owens behind the glass doing his typically outstanding job pulling this up. So, again, we'll play the sound. This is Tony Ressler, Hawks owner, with Dukes and Bell last Friday, and then we're going to get into these six possible trade destinations for Dwight.
We're going to try our best, and sometimes you have to take a step back to take two steps forward. We get that. That's part of the NBA. But for anyone that thinks we're not here to build a championship-caliber franchise, has not spent time with the Hawks in the last 2 years.
So, John. I came in like a wrecking ball. I never hit nice. So hard. MOU to man. He's a very funny guy.
Is it wrong that I actually sort of like that song?
Stop it. Stop it.
Nothing wrong with that. A little Miley Cyrus.
There's a lot wrong with you liking a Miley Cyrus song.
No, I think I like the Hawks version better.
Yeah.
Ryan Cameron and Harry the Hawk and Security all singing it.
By the way, the song that they did last year for the safety video where John and Hugh were twerking, that had to win an award, for real. That had to win an award. That is just a great piece of entertainment. Tigger's in it. Of course, Ryan Cameron's in it. Steve Holman's in it. A lot of people are in it. Did Dominique get a part of that?
I think he did.
I think Dominique might have gotten a little slice of that. All right, so let's break this down. Six teams, y'all, that I have had fun with the ESPN.com trade machine. Mm-hmm. Charlotte, Indiana, New York, Milwaukee, Dallas, and Sacramento. Did we talk about these six teams yesterday?
We mentioned
them. Just mentioned them. Okay, now I've done the research on it. And I want to say, we had the Ressler quote, taking a step back to take two steps forward. To me, this whole notion of trading Dwight Howard, who's an asset, to get the stuff I'm about to say here, could be one of those steps back to eventually take step forward. This is all, ladies and gentlemen, trying to make the Hawks better, trying to have a healthy conversation about making our Hawks better. And we do have an asset in Dwight Howard. He had a healthy season, a double-double, wasn't used as much as he wanted in the playoffs, but I still believe you can sell and market Dwight Howard to other teams. And what I want to do, I want to use this asset, Dwight Howard, to move up in the draft or accumulate a top 10 pick. That's the goal here. So let's start with the Charlotte Hornets.
Okay.
The Hawks receive Marvin Williams, Miles Plumlee, and the 11th pick. And let me just also say that I'm not playing radio here, but some of these are kind of far-fetched because, John, the money doesn't and the players doesn't necessarily work. The puzzle pieces don't necessarily work.
Marvin Williams, Miles pick.
Yes, the 11th pick. And for Dwight Howard, and maybe 19.
Mm-hmm.
I might be able to flip 19 and Dwight to get, and I'm not crazy about Marvin Williams or Miles Plumlee, but I'm crazy about the 11th pick in this draft. Now, it's a top 10 draft to me, but if one of these European guys that we don't know goes in the top 10, then one of the guys that we do know, Zach Collins, would slide to us at 11. Talk to me about Marvin Williams, Miles Plumlee, and the 11th pick for Dwight, and maybe the 19th.
Money works, actually, and I'm on the NBA
trade.
The
money works on all these. I've made sure.
Money works fine there. The issue is Marvin Williams has got he'll have 3 years left on the deal that's paying him about $12.5 million a year. Now, is he an upgrade over some of what you've had? Probably. Marvin Williams right now is a nice bench player who can come off, play either forward spot, probably better suited in Bud's system to play the four, shoot some knockdown jump shots. He's become a better jump shooter in Charlotte than he was in his time here in Atlanta. Plumlee is a nice energy guy that's going to come off the bench. You would then have a hole at the center spot because it's either going to be Plumlee or Bun. I can't.
Muscala. Yeah, Mike Muscala. Maybe Chris Humphreys is brought back.
One of those guys is going to be your center.
And maybe you get up to 11 and you take Zach Collins.
Maybe.
And then he's your center.
Mm-hmm.
That could be. So are you listening to this? Kind of, sort of, maybe?
I don't like, and it's the only reason, I don't like the years attached to Plumlee and Williams because I feel like you're taking a guy that you still got a couple of years left and you're adding two guys that you're not thrilled with and you still got a couple of years left.
And I like that comeback. So we will say to Charlotte, we'll give you Dwight and not the 19 and we'll take 3 years of Plumlee, 3 years of Marv and
if
the 11.
If I get the 11. But so. Charlotte, I don't know that they'd want to give up the asset of 11 without getting something better than just Dwight in return.
But they might want Dwight, so I'd holler at them. Antoine Walker, by the way, I worked NBA on TuneIn last night. I detailed all six of these trades for him. The only one that he liked was Indiana of the six teams here. He didn't like the other five. So Indiana, here's what I've cooked up. We get Thaddeus Young, Al Jefferson, and the 18th pick for Dwight Howard, and again, maybe the 19th pick. But we're only moving up one. So to me, like this could maybe be just Dwight for Thaddeus Young and Al Jefferson and the 18th pick. They each have 2 years left on their deal.
I like that one. That one to me, because Young is athletic enough and still young enough to play in this system. You got some years on the contract. Al Jefferson's a bench guy, but you know what you're getting with Al Jefferson? Unlike Dwight Howard, if you put him in the fourth quarter, you know what you could do to Al Jefferson? Get him the ball down in the post and let him do work. He's never had great athleticism. He's just one of those old school, I get buckets big men.
Are we going to have to give up the 19th pick and Dwight? Or do you think Indiana would take Dwight only for Thaddeus Young, Al Jefferson, and 18?
No, you're going to have to give up the pick. Again, you're not getting enough in return with just Dwight other than name to go out and swap it without giving up the pick.
But Thaddeus Young, I think, would be a more functional, effective player for us on the court.
And you could play him at the five if you really wanted to.
So next team up, the New York Knicks. And this one's pie in the sky right here. I don't think that it's one of these deals. Like, I like selling the Knicks on this, but I Courtney Lee, Lance Thomas, Kyle O'Quinn, and number 7. So a cherry number 7 pick for Dwight and 19.
I don't like
7, would you do that?
Yes.
You're getting a stud at 7.
I would absolutely do it. And remember, they could go up or down. They're not necessarily locked in at 7 right now. Yeah, I'd do that in a heartbeat. I'd prefer with the Knicks to do Melo for Dwight straight up.
Right. And I'm with that.
And I think the Knicks would probably listen to that more so than giving up the 7th pick.
I agree.
Because Melo's not happy there. And I get it. A lot of people are going to say, Melo doesn't play defense. We know that. He's also a guy that's got nads at the end of a shot clock that'll take a shot, not cower from the moment.
So I agree that I'd rather have the Melo for Dwight straight up. But to get to 7, we're both on the same page that I would take those pieces. 3 left on Lee's deal. 3 left on Lance Thomas's deal, 2 left on KOQ's deal. Let's go to Milwaukee here. Greg Monroe, 1 year left. Spencer Hawes, 1 year left, and the 17th pick. And you'd have to give up Dwight and 19 in this deal.
Yeah, fine. I'd do that in a heartbeat. I think Greg Monroe fits in this system a little bit better. Some mobility, a guy that can cut and block some shots. And Hawes, what is he? He's a big guy that can shoot outside. Coach Bud loves that. That would be a deal I'd be calling right now. And if they hang up on me, I might sweeten it a little later and call them again. But I like that one as well. The ones I like the most so far, the one with Al Jefferson, Indiana, New York for Melo straight up, and then this one with Milwaukee.
So let's look at Dallas here. And I don't like this one, but this is the best I could come up with because they've got Nerlens Noel, a free agent. They say they want to bring him back. How much will it cost? Mark Cuban, a sell on Dwight Howard, maybe, right? Wes Matthews, Devin Harris, and the number 9 pick for Dwight Howard in 19. Would you do that?
Run that one by me.
Wesley Matthews, Devin Harris, the number 9 pick for Dwight Howard in 19.
Yeah, I don't think they would go for that. I would do it. I actually had just, and look, I've written down my own. Matthews and Harris for Howard right now, I'd do it.
There you go. But we'd have to get 9.
I don't know that you're going to get 9. Again, Dwight, unfortunately, he is a value with diminishing returns right now.
So, and then Sacramento, and we've talked about this deal. Aflalo, 1 year left, Kufis, 2 years left, and the number 10 pick for Dwight Howard in 19. I think we all agree that's a done deal.
I'd do that in a heartbeat.
So there you go.
80% of the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line right now at 404-741-0929 have said anything that involves Marvin Williams coming back is a hell no.
All right, well, how does that texter feel about Dwight Howard and what he's given us?
I think Dwight still rates a hair above Marvin Williams because we could have had Chris Paul. We'll take a break. We'll come back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.